In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you, who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. The so-called idiom, my lips are sealed, will become an actual verb which will be imposed upon us on the day of judgment due to our actions and lifestyle while on earth and claiming to be Christians. Looking at the parable of the banquet and the king in Matthew chapter 22 verses 1 to 14, and I will go straight to verse 12, when the king, that is God, sees a man who is in the wedding banquet, not attired in wedding garment, not attired appropriately. And this is referring to his deeds which did not correspond with faith, according to Bishop Mar Ishudad, mid-8th century. That is, proclaiming faith in one everlasting God, Almighty, while worshipping other temporal gods which seem mightier. Fame, glory, wealth, glamour, power, desire. Proclaiming faith in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, praise be to his name, yet following other ways, means, and persons for a relationship with the everlasting God Almighty. Why do I say this, beloved? Why? It's because some claim to have an understanding and relationship with the everlasting God Almighty, but not through Jesus Christ, rather other vain and idle persons, means and ways. So going back to the parable, the father asks the guest, and this is what he says, verse 12, friend, now let's stop there, give or stop. Let's stop and have a look at this. Friend, he didn't call him son. He calls him friend. Now, since God, the king in this parable is God, why is he calling this person friend and not son? Well, off the bat, first and foremost, to be a child of God, you need to have faith and need to be baptized. St. Paul writes it very clearly. No need for philosophy and different interpretations. Let's look deep into this. You don't need to look deep into that. You don't need to. Just read it. Galatians 3:26-27. You are all sons of God. He's talking to Christians. He's talking to the Galatians, the faithful believers who believed in Jesus Christ. And he's now encouraging them and reminding them. This is a reminder. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So if there is no faith in Christ Jesus, you are not a son of God. You are a friend. Would you agree? If not, post a comment and correct me. Correct St. Paul if you dare. You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized, he didn't just stop at faith. No, he goes on. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. So if you just believe in Jesus Christ and period, that's it, there's a shortcoming. You're not there. But those who have at the same time baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. That's why, hence, Jesus is the Son of God. Praise be to his name. When I believe and I'm baptized, I'm clothed with God. I receive that same title, that same heirship lack of a better term, being a child of God. That's first. That's why he calls him friend. And secondly, it seems that these children who have the type of relationship I previously expressed with God and his son, Jesus Christ, seem as only friends unless they return and receive the ring of the authority of sonship. That's why the prodigal son returned to the father, who is God, and the father placed a ring on his finger, which means he received him one more time as his son. He gave him the authority of sonship. So the king continues, "Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" Now, that's not what I'm going to discuss. I don't want to focus on the wedding clothes, what they are, no. But rather, what follows next? And this is, by the way, beloved, another reminder, friendly spiritual reminder. This is not one of the saints of the church or the fathers of the church writing this. This is not a history. This is not a tradition. No. By the way, tradition is beautiful because tradition in the Assyrian Church of the East is the work of the Holy Spirit, how it's been working since the day of Pentecost. That's what we refer to as tradition. Tradition is not a dirty word, but Father Janat Kasha, don't go on a tangent. Come back. We can talk about that another day. Okay, this is Jesus Christ, and I've always mentioned, every time I mention the name in my unworthy, most frail state that I am, I dare to mention the precious, majestic name of Jesus Christ, there must be a feeling of awe because this is God incarnate. This is God speaking. God then continues and says, "The man was speechless." Why did St. Matthew state this? Why? Why did the Holy Spirit move St. Matthew and reminded St. Matthew, who wrote many, many years after he had heard this parable, that Jesus said, "The man was speechless"? That is what I want to talk about today, beloved. The man is speechless. Let's fast forward. And I'll use myself as an example because there's death involved. I don't want to use other people as examples. When is death? I die. I've died. And I face my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And he says to me, "Why is your garment not befitting this banquet?" What you going to do, as they say? What you going to tell? Who you going to tell? What are you going to say to? What am I going to say to God on that day of judgment when he asks about my garment? That is deeds not corresponding with faith. You see, the Bible is not just Jesus is love. That's not the message only, the only focal message. There is no other messages. Jesus is love. Amen to that. Jesus is love. He's not the author of love. He is love. But you explain to me, what is Jesus trying, this loving God, this loving Lord Jesus Christ, who's at times by preachers only preached as a loving, kind, beautiful Lord. But the Lord is teaching me, Jenard, you will be speechless. You will shut up. Your lips will be actually sealed. If your deeds are not corresponding with your faith, there is nothing you can say on the day. You see, God who will question us is the one whom a deceptive reply cannot be given. Remember Ananias? Hanan in Acts chapter 5, verse 5. He didn't face God. He was standing before Simon, the rock. When Simon said to him, "Why did you do this?" And this is Simon, a mere man, is a representative of Christ. This is an apostle of Jesus Christ. So Ananias, You sold your land. It was yours. It was yours. You sold it for 80,000 and you only give 40,000 to the apostles. You could have said that. It's yours. You could have kept 40,000. Why did you lie to the Holy Spirit? Why did you lie? Now, when you read that, Ananias didn't say anything. He dropped dead. He dropped dead, literally. Pelle umetle. Because what was Ananias going to tell Simon? He may have fooled Simon. Yeah, you know, market's not so great and you know, I've lost some money and the interest rates. No, no, no. He could have fooled Simon. But what are you going to tell God? What you're going to tell God? Who are you going to tell on the day? God, that you have an excuse? No, no. You see, some are under the impression that there will be a dialogue between the examiner and the examined on the day. But that ain't gonna happen according to the scriptures, beloved. Please take note. Please listen intently. Please. Don't just listen so that you have another episode under the belt that I've listened. Don't just listen to these episodes so that you can, you know, when we meet one day, oh, Rabbi, I listened to your episodes. No, no, no. I don't want you to come and tell me you listen to these podcasts. Don't tell me. Come and tell me if you have any questions. Come and encourage me and tell me that my life, Christ, has changed through this ministry. Come and tell me what you hear or what you listen to that is discouraging you. Maybe there are a few things that are discouraging you so that we can open dialogue. Don't just come and tell me I listen to your podcast. Just by listen, I'm not after wealth. I'm not after money from TikTok and Pickpock and whatever. I don't want it. I don't want that. I don't want fame. I don't want millions of people to start bragging about me. I am nothing. I want people to listen to the message and understand, especially this message. Understand, my dear brother, Mashmi Ahuni. I wish I could speak other languages. Farsi, how do I say it? I won't even dare. I'll probably say something. I want you to listen and be attentive. That there's not going to be a dialogue on the day where Jesus will sit you down and say, why? And you'll say, because. I mean, be serious. Let's be simple but wise. Let's be as pure as doves and wise as serpents. What justification? Listen to me, please. What justification, what excuse, what reason can be given by those whose relationship with God and His Son has been on earth as those I described when I started this episode? Go back and hear it again. What can be presented to God as evidence where He will be required to set a new precedent? What? That happens at times in the court of law on the land, but it ain't gonna happen in that righteous, awesome, and just tribunal of God. Remember, beloved, remember. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, we must all, everyone, kings, princes, congressmen, mayors, what else? Senators, prime ministers, presidents, patriarchs, popes, cardinals, bishops, metropolitans, priests, archdeacons, core bishop, deacons, everyone. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive his due for the things done in the body, that is deeds. Ooh, cans of worm, my brother Nino Sarun. You know, we used to, when we wanted to refer to opening cans of worms, we'd go, they're like worms coming out. Cans of worms, we will be all receiving our dues for the things that are done in the body. Don't let anyone fool you. I don't care how many scriptures they're quoting. I don't care how much they clap and sing and hallelujahs. Don't let anyone fool you to tell you that your deeds have got nothing to do with eternal life. Don't. Because they are trying to foolishly, maybe innocently, I don't know, ignorantly, they are trying to portray Jesus to be a liar or St. Paul to be a liar. Things done in the body, that is deeds, whether good or bad. A lot more than just faith, right? By the way, this man that entered the banquet, he was in the banquet. You know that, right? He was in the banquet. So his faith that granted him the invite was stained by his deeds, which is what God was fixated on. Jesus states in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, men, listen to this again. Don't be mesmerized by Armani suits and Pierre Cardin suits and private jets and mansions. Joe Alstein, don't be fooled by people like that. Don't be fooled by people that just get up there and praise God and want to preach Jesus to praise God. Right? We say in the morning prayers, in the Psalms of the morning prayers, God is not in need of the service of man. No. But if we dare to serve him, let's serve him right. Listen to what Jesus is saying. We will give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. Men or we have spoken. Let me read it as it's written. Men will give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word that they have spoken. Now, if words are so important, how much are deeds? But now we learn, beloved, now we learn that the account is not where you will, again, open dialogue with Jesus Christ. No. The account is the punishment of being cast out from the presence of God, because that's what happened to this guest. Why? Why and why? Because he is a just judge. Dayana Kena. We sing in the doctrinal hymns in funerals. Dayana Kena Adlana Silvape. That's Aramaic, by the way, for the non-Assyrian listeners. Dayana Kena Lana Silvape. O you righteous and just judge. Christ is a just judge who shows no partiality. Let me read some of these hymns. O just judge who will not show partiality, deem me worthy before your sign, that is the cross, that I may see you at the judgment. May I not see you at the judgment as my transgressions are being revealed. There's a theology. This is theology. This is Christianity in its fullest, beloved. May I not see you at the judgment as my transgressions are being revealed, because then I can't say anything. I can't even praise you. May I not be ashamed before the multitudes in the heights. Let me read from the liturgy of the burial of the dead, the Christian dead. This is one of the antiphons of the praise, and this is for the burial of women. Listen to this, beloved. Oh, actually, I've translated it, so I don't have to read and translate. Where is it? Here it is. Oh, no, I didn't. I have to read and translate. So I'm translating directly from Assyrian to English. Okay. Oh, my weak or frail soul, you do not possess the lamp of good virtues. How will you go out and greet the bridegroom on his way, that is Jesus Christ? The wise virgins will not provide oil to the foolish virgins. Those who were refused by their deeds, the bridal chamber, that is the heaven, will not be open. The door to the bridal chamber will not be opened unto them. Abraham will not refresh those who are burning in the flames of fire. And the judge, that is Jesus Christ, will not open the door to those who have not repented. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Let me read it again. Let me say it. I'll read it in Assyrian afterwards. So the judge will not open the door to those who have not repented. As so, therefore, take refuge in repentance, O my soul. That means repent. And say, I have sinned before you, O Lord. Forgive and have mercy on me. Shraya dubarat spayuta litlach yagani imchilta. داخي بتبلطة الأرخة خطنا بتولاتي أقل داري ليوي مشخل نظنياتي آني تبشلون مسلية ببلخاني جنونة لي بايش بتيخة إلي أوراهم لي ما بيخل آني بقيادة نبلاهة نورة وديانا لي باخل آني لا توبلون بداها مخي خاصة he's talking to his soul مخي خاصة بتياووتا ياجاني أمور خطيلي قامو خيامريا باخل وراخم ألي. Now if there's a non-Assyrian listening to this and you know exactly what I said before hearing the translation, there's the gift of tongues, beloved. That's how we see the gift of tongues, because God had a message for you. It doesn't necessarily have to happen. So, beloved, if you are under the impression that you will stand before the Lord God Jesus Christ on the day of judgment and go back and forth arguing your case, I'm sorry to rain on your parade. I'm sorry to have to burst your bubble. That ain't going to happen according to Matthew chapter 21, verse 12. Let's work on preparing, strengthening, and standing firm in our faith and purifying our deeds. And you can refer to the last episode prior to this one. I think episode, let's purify our deeds to allow them to speak on our behalf, beloved, on the day of judgment, as we will not be given the opportunity to do so with our mouths. So instead of preparing our mouths to justify our unacceptable deeds to God, let's work on preparing our mouths to, along with the just and righteous, sing continuous hallelujah and holy to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen on the day of judgment.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.